These problems have been brewing for years. International travel more than doubled from 2000 to 2020, thanks to rising discretionary income and cheaper foreign flights as more low-cost carriers entered the market. The pandemic abruptly squelched the swell. Now that restrictions are over, eager travellers are once again boarding flights at near-record rates, putting fresh pressure on the system. Travel patterns have also changed, meaning there is little let-up. Folks are travelling in the shoulder season, says Matthew Cornelius of Airports Council International, a trade organisation that represents airport operators. Travellers are now flying in months that are usually slower, like April and October, so there isn't a break for the whole system. This has made it hard for federal agencies to keep up. CBP had staffing shortages before the pandemic. Now it is short by around 1,000 agents. The State Department, which issues American passports and visas, is facing a similar problem, as is the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, which controls airport security. Fortunately, staffing may improve soon. In July, TSA officers received a pay rise that was approved by Congress in December, putting them on a par with other federal agencies. That should help with recruitment and retention. CBP has also asked Congress for more funding for staffing. The State Department has been hiring too. The agencies will need to act quickly. Pre-COVID, nearly 3 million Chinese people visited America a year. Post-pandemic demand for international travel from China is bound to climb. Waiting times at airports may be bad, but they could get worse.